My name is Andy Robertshaw. I'm the curator manager of the Royal Logistic Corps Museum in Deepcut. The Royal Logistic Corps Museum tells a story of the supply and support to the army over 500 years. All of that probably can sound quite boring if we start talking about supplying jam and bullets and equipment that men need in the line until you actually begin to think about it. Wherever you go today on the roads of Britain, you'll see lorries on which is the word logistics as they tear up and down delivering stuff. If you think for the last 500 years, soldiers, both men and women, have been delivering things to other soldiers in the field, whether that's the Battle of Agincourt or Waterloo or the Somme or Korea or now Afghanistan, and then you begin to realise that actually it's never really been any different. The only thing that's different is the type of equipment being delivered and the technology used to do it. So this museum goes from cannonballs and musket balls delivered by the Department of the Ordnance, whose badge or symbol was the broad arrow, which some people might be aware of simply because of benchmarks on maps or on buildings, because guess what? It's Ordnance Survey that make the maps that allows the army to move around the country. And of course, to prepare the routes were the pioneers, the oldest part of the British Army, actually dating back to the 14th century. The new bit, the Ordnance Departments, they're only in the 15th century, only 500 years old. Then you might contemplate the Battle of Waterloo. We all know about it. But we've actually got material relating to Private Brewer. Private Brewer was a member of the Royal Wagon Train who unfortunately didn't wear a Stetson and carry six guns, but they wore uniform and they were supply elements of the army. They were soldiers whose job it was to get ammunition forward. And at the Battle of Waterloo, fighting the French in 1815, he was ordered forward to the Chateau of Hougoumont to deliver small arms ammunition. He does it in the nick of time, discovering that the gates face the French. He gets shot at with cannon and musket. He gets away with it. Ammunition is issued to men who then fight for the rest of the day. Strangely, not very long ago, members of the modern Royal Logistic Corps did exactly the same thing in Helmand Province to a platoon house that was under attack. This time it wasn't musket balls, it was small arms ammunition and Milan missiles. But the real story has never changed. Go a bit further on, we find a rather odd black drum with a chimney. It's not a weapon, it's actually a Sawyer stove, invented by the celebrity chef of Victorian England, Alexis Sawyer. Goes out to the Crimea, finds how badly food's been prepared, and a bit like Jamie Oliver with school meals, says you've got to improve it, this is how you do it. And his Sawyer stove is used from about 1855 until 1991. It was last used in the first Gulf War. So anybody who served in the First World War, Second World War, the Crimea or Boer War would have had meals, soup, stew and hot drinks made on a Sawyer stove, which can burn anything from charcoal to camel dung. Most remarkable bit of kit with a very long history. And talking about long history, further round we've got General Montgomery, later Field Marshal Montgomery's Rolls Royce. Black, shiny, chrome, lovely vehicle. And whereas Rommel was shot up by the RAF moving in a camouflage staff car, because we have complete air supremacy, largely because the Nazis can't get fuel to their soldiers, Montgomery was able to land and drive around what had been occupied Europe in that vehicle on D-Day plus 6. That's the 9th of June 1944. And now we still use it on a regular basis. It's still part of the heritage of the museum, but also of the Corps. There's that link across the generations between people who were supplying and feeding soldiers in the past and today. The museum is open on weekdays between 9 o'clock and 4 o'clock. At the weekends in winter, we're open on Saturdays from noon until 4 o'clock on the first weekend of the month. And then really from Easter through to September, the end of September, we're open every Saturday again from noon until 4 o'clock. Although we have special events, sometimes running all weekend, and all of these activities are free.